Most words are very old. Even though English, in the way we speak it today, has only existed for around 300 years, the roots of most words can be traced back for thousands of years. English, as well as most European and some Asian languages, are all from the Indo-European language family that probably began in West Asia about 5,000 years ago. However, some words are not very old. Below are some interesting stories about where some relatively new English words originated from. Let's take number one, posh. Especially in British English, posh describes a person or thing that is considered to be upper class. Apparently, this word began as an acronym. On boats traveling from England to India and back, the most expensive return tickets sold a cabin in the left side of the boat, called port, while leaving England, and a cabin on the right side of the boat, called starboard, when leaving India. On the ticket, the acronym for port out starboard home was printed in capital letters, P-O-S-H. Let's hear an example. You want to go to the Carlton for lunch? But it's so posh, it probably costs a fortune. Number two, blockbuster. When I was growing up, Blockbuster was the name of the local video rental shop. However, the reason that the rental chain used this name was because in American English, a blockbuster is a very successful film. The term came from a film being so popular that the queue to enter the cinema extended further than the block the cinema was in. Here, every film Tarantino makes is a blockbuster. Number three, hang on. This is Carrefour. Carrefour. Is this a French lesson within an English article? This popular international supermarket opened its first shop in France in 1960. It was situated on a place where two roads met, a crossroad, which is exactly what Carrefour means, crossroad in the UK or intersection in the US. Here, Le magasin est au Carrefour. The shop is at the crossroad.